So we have slipped into 5 days without posting. Great. No, but like, even though I want this to be like either daily or like every second day kind of thing, I can't really guarantee it every time. Plus, I am oftentimes very busy, and I oftentimes don't have the space to record these. Because usually I do it when I'm at home and when nobody is awake yet or everybody's away, because it's just more comfortable for me this way. And yeah, lately I didn't have an opportunity to do so. Plus I feel like I'm just going, and it's honestly a bit overwhelming. As always, lately everything has been overwhelming, honestly, but not in a bad way necessarily. So I don't even know what this episode is gonna be about, but I just wanted to say that initially I didn't record 2 days over the weekend because my partner was here. So, and since we are in a long distance relationship, I really just want to spend all my time with them, instead of, like, you know, doing other things when they're here, you know. So that was one thing. And usually when I'm with them, I just kind of turn off from everything. Like, at least I had a relaxing weekend. I just didn't have to think about anything. That was very nice. But also I'm going in like less than 2 weeks to Japan, and I'm gonna be there for 10 days, and I doubt that I'm gonna have an opportunity to record an episode, because even though that would be a perfect opportunity to kinda catch my thoughts and feelings about the stay, I'm gonna be there with my other partner, so with whom we are also in long distance relationship. So you see the pattern here, like I just want to spend time with them. So I think there's gonna be quite a few pauses from the podcast everyone in a while, but that's okay. I think that is okay, because I just do it for myself mostly, even though I see that some people are listening to this, which this is amazing. Thank you. Hello. I don't know what you're doing here, but I appreciate you. And I just got a work call, so I am recording another segment to this episode, which is a first for me again. I keep learning with this, honestly. Every episode I record, something happens, so I have to solve it somehow. But as I've been saying, I am grateful for everyone who listens, even though I don't think I can offer you any value from this. But I wanted to say that I wish there was a way to, like, leave comments or something, because I feel like that would be fun. People could write me, like, why they're listening, and or like if they're enjoying it or something, because I know that usually what happens is that you do with podcasts like a Reddit or like a Twitter hashtag or something, but like this is not that big of a thing to have something like this, so I don't know. I'll have to think about it what to do if there's gonna be more of y'all listening, because it'll be just like a wasted opportunity if I can't talk to you guys back. But anyways, to go back to what I was saying, even though I want this podcast to be like kinda daily, but I don't think I can maintain it this way, so I will just be recording when I can, honestly. Plus I'm always pushing myself a bit out of my comfort zone whenever I do this. But honestly, this year, it's been a constant pushing. constant pushing out of my comfort zone, constantly doing something new, something unexpected. Things have been turning out my way, and not so much. Like, this year is all over the place, and like, honestly, one of the best years of my life, and it's not even that good if I think about it. Like, I have like immense problems in financial sphere of my life, but you know, I'm like, at least I'm not on the street. At least I have somewhere to live, and it's mostly because of my own choices anyways. The way that I perceive work, and the fact that I'm not willing to succumb my mental health in order to be able to work in a traditional capitalism setting. So yeah, it's like partially on me. But aside from that, like, everything is perfect. Honestly, I have great friends, I have amazing relationships, I'm enjoying things that I'm doing outside of work. Like, I don't know, yeah. It's just like last few months have been really busy, for real. Like, usually in a day, I don't even have like a max of like 1 hour when I can just kind of do whatever. And that's, I don't know, it feels like so little. Because like, okay, and I already feel guilty when I take that 1 hour off, and I'm like, okay, I should probably be doing something else, because it keeps piling up, the things that I don't do. I like keeping the household in a nice looking shape, so like doing the cooking, the cleaning, sorting things out, laundry, like, it also takes time. And then like all of the, like, because currently I'm more or less at three different jobs, and it's busy. And I'm also trying to pursue my artist career, let's say, where I try to post art at least once a week, so that's also fun. And I also have thousands of hobbies, like journaling and playing games and all of this. And so all of my hobbies kind of went to a very, very far background right now, because I simply don't have time to do it. And also I have a lot of friends, as I mentioned, so I have to make time for those too. And I have two relationships which I have to make time for as well. So it's been quite a doozy to balance it all out. I was hoping that like once June starts, because I had an extremely busy May, and I was thinking like once June starts it's gonna be okay, but like I'm as busy as ever, and I'm just like so far July maybe looks a bit more relaxing, but who knows, probably not at this point. I don't know, it's a bit too busy for me. I wish I was less busy, because it's making me anxious, and I feel like I don't have time constantly, because I don't think I do. I wish there was like 6 more hours in a day, which I wouldn't be able to spend sleeping, because I would do all of these things. But then again, I also try to prioritize my sleep, so I try to sleep at least 8 hours a day. So, you know, maybe if I cut down on that, I would be able to put more things together, but I know how I am when I'm tired, so that's not an option, sadly. So yeah, but at least I have like more or less relaxing weekends when I go and see my friends or my partners, which is very nice. And yeah, like in less than 2 weeks I'm going to Japan. This is insane. It's insane, and I will talk about this once I come back, probably, because I don't want to record when I'm there. Unless I'm gonna be somewhere alone, which I don't think will happen. I hope it won't happen. Yes, and there's like a lot of exciting things, but on the other hand, there is a lot of busyness going on. And that's probably it for this episode. And I hope you enjoyed this catching up episode. Oh my gosh. Why would anyone even listen to this except like my friends? So messy. But I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to be more having better vocalizing skills of like saying different words and not use stuff words like or like humming in the middle of the sentence. I still do that, but you know, I'm trying. I'm being conscious about it. Yes, exactly that. So that's it, and I'm working on it, and maybe in like 100 episodes it's gonna be actually high quality podcast. Who knows? Stay tuned.